Nolte, Irishman Beto O'Rourke ejects Orthodox Jew from All Black College. By John Nolte on August 28, 2019. As if the Democrat Party does not already have a big enough anti-Semitism problem. On Tuesday, and with no cause whatsoever, flailing. Literally, Democrat presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke ejected an Orthodox Jew from an event held at an all-black college. The reporter, of course, was our own Joel Palak, who was booted for no other reason other than who he is. Because he's a Breitbart news editor? Because his wife is in the military? Because he's a legal immigrant? Because he's Jewish? No valid reason was given. No official complaints about unprofessional misbehavior, because there has been none, were filed. While Palak waited on Tuesday afternoon to cover a Beto O'Rourke speech at Benedict College, a historically black university, a campaign staffer, who refused to give his last name, falsely accused him of being disruptive at past events. If the fake Hispanic's idea of disruptive is being asked a polite question about a lie he and the rest of the Democrat field and the media have been spreading about President Trump for a year now, then every reporter in the world is disruptive. Here's video of the exchange between Palak and O'Rourke. And as you can see for yourself, it is entirely professional. In fact, even though O'Rourke is lying and dodging the question, Palak is much more professional than the so-called mainstream media. He doesn't interrupt or attempt to debate O'Rourke. He asks his question, lets Beto answer, asks his follow-up, and lets Beto answer again. There is nothing disruptive about asking a presidential candidate a challenging question. Even if an argument can be made that O'Rourke's not a real candidate now that he's polling at 1% behind some guy named Andrew Yang. Nevertheless, on Tuesday, Palak was basically told he could leave on his own or not. A none too subtle threat that a member of the free press could be arrested for doing the crucially important work of protecting our democracy through journalism. Before complying with the request to leave, Palak was confronted by a police officer. Now, I'm not saying the fake Hispanic is an anti-Semite. We can never know what lies in the true heart of a leprechaun. What we can do, though, is talk about something the media love to talk about, and that's the optics. As we all now know, the Democrat Party is now a seething hotbed of anti-Semitism. A party led by a parade of horribles who make no secret of their desire to see Israel wiped off the face of the earth. And here is an Irishman booting an Orthodox Jew for no cause. Again, I'm just talking optics here. But we know for a fact that O'Rourke's campaign didn't really boot Palak because of his behavior. We have his only interaction with the candidate on video. What's more, we also know just how much O'Rourke respects and holds dear. Just how much the leprechaun cherishes the media because of how many times he has said so. So what could the reason be to invent a pretext to kick the Jew out? I'm just asking questions. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.